following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I have gun giveaway information for you at usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. I'll give that to you at the beginning of the next segment. Joining me right now, you know him as a longtime contributor on this program and a good friend of mine that makes him a great friend of yours, multiple-time New York Times best-selling author and Fox News previously contributor, now columnist, Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition among many other books, and the founder over at CPRC, crimepreventionresearch.org, or crimeresearch.org. And we're going to talk with John about a number of different issues right now. John, welcome to the program, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you. John, can we bring him up, please?
Great to talk to you.
There we go. Okay, John, we got you. Okay, John, let's start with this. Crime Prevention Research Center. Let's go to crimeresearch.org. There's a statistic. I want to talk with you about the Fourth Circuit in depth with you a little bit. We're talking with Alan Gottlieb in the first hour about it. I want to get your perspective. But before I do that, there's a stat up on your website that I think every law-abiding gun owner needs to see. Updated, France had more casualties from mass public shootings in 2015 than the U.S. suffered during Obama's entire presidency, 532 versus 527. And you quote Obama saying, "But we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency. It doesn't happen in other advanced countries. It's not even close. And as I've said before, somehow we've become numb to it, and we start thinking that this is normal." John, most people never get this because the media never tells them. Can you explain this to us?
Right. Well, I mean, it's not just France, but Europe has quite a few mass public shootings. 2015 was a particularly bad year for France, obviously. They had four big mass public shootings. During that same year, if you use the FBI definition, the traditional definition of four more people killed in a public place, it's both the United States and France had four that year. France, though, has a population about one-fifth the population of the United States, and they, as you say, had a huge number of casualties that year. The United States, over all 8 years of the Obama presidency, wasn't able to get to that. We got to 527 versus 532 for France. Now, people don't need to take my word for it. What we've done on the website and what I've done in my book, The War on Guns, for the rest of Europe and for looking at cases around the world, is to list out the cases so people can see and they can go and check them themselves. So it's just, these are cases that frequently just don't get attention in the U.S. media.
It's fascinating to me, John. I've been talking with you about this for the longest time, and I see all of the reports from the other side too, and they want to tell us that we're crazy when we have these conversations. But these numbers simply don't lie. They just simply don't lie. Why? Well, a rhetorical question, I know, to a certain extent, but they don't tell us for what reason. Is it simply that they just don't want us to know the truth because it doesn't fit their agenda and it makes them look bad, or is there something else at play?
Well, I think there are a couple things that are going on. One is, if you have countries like France, which have extremely strict gun control laws, semi-automatic guns are banned, for example, and yet, despite having one-fifth the population that the United States does, they have this high rate of deaths and injuries from mass public shootings. It makes it hard for them to go and make the claim, well, that if only the United States adopted the same types of gun control laws that these other countries have, then we wouldn't have the problems that we do. I mean, that's one reason why the president, time after time, has kept on making this same claim that these attacks just don't happen in these other countries.
Yeah, we all know that not to be the case, particularly Armed American Radio listeners. John, where does the United States rank? What are the most recent numbers that you have? Can you tell us where the U.S. ranks when it comes to murder per capita? Because you just hit the nail on the head when you said the difference in population between France and the United States is huge. That makes a big, big difference in the statistics, does it not? And if so, where do we rank around the world?
Right. Well, if you look at murder rates, the United States, or, well, homicide rates, the United States ranks below the average, below the median for other countries. One of the things you have to take into account, though, for people to understand, is that homicides are not the same as murders. The big difference between homicides and murders is whether people use a gun for justifiable self-defense. That's the basic difference between them. And justifiable self-defense is much higher type of homicide in the United States than it is in other countries. And so, you know, you basically find a difference of a couple thousand a year. And that has some impact on the United States ranking. But even without taking that into account, the United States ranks well below the mean or the median for different countries. There's another thing that people have to realize, too, and that is it's a bit of a misnomer to think of the murder rate in the United States because it varies tremendously across the country. We have 75% of the murders in the United States take place in about 3% of the counties. That's about 90 counties. And if you ever look at a murder map for those counties, you know, so these are major cities which account for about 21% of the U.S. population. But if you look at those counties, what you find is that it's usually two or three hot spots within those counties that account for the vast majority of their murders. And so you have a huge percentage of the murders in the United States taking place in really tiny areas of the country. 70% of the counties in the United States have zero murders in any given year. Those also tend to be relatively more rural counties where gun ownership tends to be relatively high. But, you know, there's lots of problems that people have in making these types of cross-country comparisons.
When I say the other side, let me just go ahead and say the other side, because Obama did it himself too many, many, many times. He used the term other advanced countries. Doesn't that somehow imply that the murder rate in Brazil somehow doesn't equate to us? Doesn't that put Brazilian victims of crime on a lower level playing field than we are? I mean, what is defined as advanced country versus, and what difference does it make for that matter? Does it make a difference?
Right. Well, again, this is stuff that I go through in depth in my book, The War on Guns. But usually when people are defining what developed countries are, advanced countries, they go and use something called the OECD, which is the Worldwide Organization for Developed Countries, is kind of the standard to determine what developed countries are. And you have I guess about 25 countries that are in the group. There are a couple countries that meet the standards for developed countries, but they're not included for various political reasons. So you have Russia, for example. It was about ready to join finally when they invaded Crimea. And then you have Brazil, which has had some problems entering in also. But those are countries which, by levels of per capita income and what have you, are normally included in their list. They're just not official full members for political reasons. But, you know, you go and you look across those countries, and obviously both Russia and Brazil and Mexico, which is another country that's included in there, have murder rates that are, you know, multiple times higher than what the United States.
John, let me stop you right there because we're getting ready to take a break. And that was Russia, Brazil, and Mexico having murder rates that are higher. John's book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Dr. John Lott right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Indeed you do. Going back to Gustavo's letter in the first half of this hour, you do. You see, I side with good, not evil. And I don't feel sorry for evil. That doesn't mean that I can't pray for evil's soul. It means I'm glad the good guy went home alive. And you have your mom, your dad, or Your kids have you in the ongoing battle between good and evil. The Gun A Day giveaway, usccaonair.com, today only. And there are only, you're listening live anywhere in the country on over 200 radio stations in hundreds of cities around the country. You have 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 52 seconds from the sound of my voice right now to activate a USCCA membership for the education, training, and self-defense insurance you need as a responsible gun owner. This is the self-defense shield that you hear me talk about every day and every week on the Monster Show. The gun giveaway today, three chances to win a Rock River Arms Poly 1911, three of them. Tim Schmidt is giving away three. And today only, or excuse me, this month only, every gun winner will also receive a free customizable Negrini gun case valued at $129. By the way, that Rock River Arms is valued at just under $1,000. You'll get a check for $925 MSRP to buy the gun. All you have to do is activate one of three self-defense shields, silver, gold, or platinum, from $300,000 in protection up to $1.125 million in protection. I have it, my wife has it, and I know many, many of you have it. Many of you who don't, if you carry a firearm for self-defense or are considering it, had better think about this stuff in advance before you walk out that door with a firearm on your hip. God forbid you should have to use it. It's very simple. To activate, just head over to usccaonair.com. And by the way, if you don't win one of the three guns, you will still be entered to win one of five grand prizes of a Pendleton Tech 75 gun safe, 40,000 bones in those five safes. They're $8,000 a pop. These things are absolutely incredible. They are the Ferrari of gun safes. Go check it out, usccaonair.com. All right, Dr. Lott, welcome back to the program. You were talking, I want you to wrap up your thought on that, if you would, about Russia, Mexico, Brazil having higher rates statistically than we do, and then I want to move you over to the Fourth Circuit ruling. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Well, I don't want to get too much bogged down into that simply because there's lots of reasons why crime rates vary across places. The important thing is what happens before and after they adopt strict gun control. And, you know, often people will say, well, look at the U.K. The U.K. has strict gun control, has few guns that are owned, and has a low homicide rate compared to the United States, so it must be because of the gun control regulations. And in fact, they had an even lower rate before the gun control laws went into effect. That every place in the world, just taking a simple example, that has banned guns, either all guns or all handguns, has seen its murder rate go up. And I think it's a mistake just simply to look across places. And so, you know, what I've tried to do in the war on guns is just to show you that even island nations, even places that one would think would be the ideal experiment for gun control, has seen big, huge increases in murder rates after gun bans are put in place. And that's for a simple reason. The people who obey these rules are the most law-abiding good citizens, not the criminals. And to the extent, I mean, you may disarm some of the criminals, but to the extent that you primarily end up disarming law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you actually make it easier for the bad guys to do bad things.
John, let me ask you a question, because your book, you know, I've torn this thing apart here. I'm going to need a new one. I've read it a number of times. It's titled The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. John, to those people who think, well, Donald Trump won the election, the war on guns is over, what would you say to them?
Well, I think now is the time to get a lot of things done to correct a lot of problems that we have. I mean, obviously, you still have places like California, which are making it more difficult for people on guns. I'll just give you one example from California. And last November, they passed an initiative that requires background checks on the purchase of ammunition. You have the most ammunition you can buy at one time is 100 rounds, and it costs something like $70 or so to go and do one of these background checks. Well, so you go and you can buy 100 rounds of 22s for, let's say, $12. But then you have to go and pay another $70 on top of it, which is effectively a tax, about a 600% tax on top of the cost of the ammunition. You know, they're just trying to make it costly as possible as they can in many different states to try to reduce gun ownership in Connecticut. You have the governor there proposing a couple 100% increase in the cost of getting a concealed handgun permit. It's going to be $370. I mean, they believe that they think that if they just make it costly enough, people will stop owning guns. It's a gradual way to reduce gun ownership. And so we have lots of battles. We have this Fourth Circuit decision that came down almost exclusively on party line vote, where Democrats voted for Maryland's assault weapon ban and Republicans voted against it. And, you know, with two-thirds of the federal courts being made up of Democratic appointees, this is a real battle that's going to take years to try to go and change. But there's so many things, so many regulations that now might be the high water mark in terms of being able to go and undo these things. And you have to, you know, because after you have the presidency for a few years, the other side's likely to win, you know, assuming Trump wins re-election, and you're likely to lose seats in Congress over time. Whoever has the presidency, their party tends to lose seats. So if you're going to get things done like reciprocity, if you're going to be able to undo some of the regulations like the Social Security regulation that Obama put in right before he left, which said that people who get Social Security who are receiving help managing their finances are deemed to be mentally incompetent, and therefore they would be banned from owning guns. You know, there's a lot of damage that's been done there that needs to be undone, not only at the federal level, but also to try to roll back and put some protections in at the state level. And I could go and talk for hours about how the Obama administration has contaminated, how the government collects statistics. I mean, this is something they think long-term about. If they can control how numbers are put together, what the supposed facts are, they believe they can control the debate. And so, you know, whether Trump is going to put into positions people who understand the statistics and can push back against very liberal
remains to be seen.
That's there. You know, those are big battles.
Yeah, they remain to be seen. John Lott, thank you, my friend, for joining me on the program today. Always a pleasure to have you here. We'll have you here very, very soon again. CrimeResearch.org, industrial strength way to battle what you hear John talk about, what you heard Alan Gottlieb talk about, and decisions like the Fourth Circuit and the Ninth Circuit, is to contribute to the man who provides the information and the ammunition for us to move our agenda forward. John Lott, CrimeResearch.org, CrimeResearch.org. Please help us out. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever done it. Don't do it.